message.
Change your thinking, change your life. We have all heard it before, but have you really given careful consideration to the complexity of that truth? Have you thought about thoughts shape the fabric of our reality? The profound connection between thoughts and the condition of our lives, it's an ancient wisdom that is embedded in every culture, philosophy, psychological principle, self-help book, and religion. It's in every religion. In Buddhism, the Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. In Hinduism, Lord Krishna emphasizes the importance of self-discipline and control over the mind in achieving spiritual growth. In Christianity and in Judaism, in the Old Testament, as someone thinks within himself, so he is. In Islam, the Quran mentions the significance of thoughts and patience. In Taoism, the Tao Te Ching states, watch your thoughts, they become your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. From the ancient Stoics to modern cognitive behavioral therapy, the consensus is clear. The mind is the cornerstone. Thoughts precede all creation. It's just a timeless truth. It reminds us that our thoughts are the architects of our reality. Every belief and every conviction lays the foundation for the conditions that we encounter in our daily lives. Let's use a garden as an example. Consider this analogy. The soil is our mind, and the thoughts that we cultivate, those are the seeds. Those mental seeds germinate and blossom either into flowers or into weeds, depending on our thoughts. Positive, nurturing thoughts provide us with a garden of abundance. Negative, self-limiting thoughts, they manifest as thorny thickets. If we desire a more fruitful and fulfilling life, we must consider the quality of the seeds that we sow in the garden that is our mind. What are we thinking? If we want to change our lives, we must do the work of becoming hyper-conscious of our thoughts. We must transform our thinking. This is not simply about affirmations or wishful thinking. It's the necessity for a profound shift in the core beliefs that are the source of our perceptions and our actions. It is a process, and it's going to demand introspection, heightened self-awareness, and a willingness to challenge ingrained thought patterns and assumptions that may be hindering our personal growth. Thoughts influence our behavior and our decisions. They propel us forward or they hold us back, shaping the trajectory of our lives both subtly and overtly. There is a reason why so many great achievers are able to overcome formidable challenges through sheer determination and mindset. Their thoughts matter. The bottom line is, we have a responsibility to bear for our own reality. We can either be a conscious creator or a passive recipient of whatever circumstances happen to arise. Positive thoughts can pave the way for our continued success and fulfillment, where negative thoughts can become self-fulfilling prophecies that perpetuate incessant discomfort, lack, and limitation. Breaking free from self-defeating thoughts, that's going to require courage, conditioning, and a commitment to rewrite the story, the narrative that is your life. And that is what I am here to do. It is one of the reasons, it is the cornerstone for this podcast. And we can only accomplish so much in 4 minutes per day, 5 days a week, but I am ready and available should you choose to do the deeper work, where we will construct a personalized strategic life plan customized for your goals, objectives, dreams, and desires. And if that interests you, just contact me either via email, mark@askmarkward.com, or on any of my socials at Ask Mark Ward. Change your thinking, change your life.